All right, Michael McIntosh here. So let's talk about coaching enrollment. In the other audio, as part of this series, we were talking about how to be a coach, the 7 secrets to powerful coaching. And in this session, we're going to be talking about how you can enroll clients, how you get people to actually give you money to be their coach. And so obviously these things are connected. You have to be a good coach for people to want to pay you, but you also have to be good at business and good at enrolling people for them to end up paying you. Yeah. So these are both very important parts of the business. What normally happens with coaches is that they get a client or some clients, and the clients pay well, yeah, and so they now have cash, yeah, maybe for 6 months or something, because you have a coaching contract. So your bills are paid, everything's great, you're working with clients, it's all good, you know, focusing on clients. And then the client's contract ends, and they don't want any more coaching, or they don't need more coaching. And what happens next? You got no money. Yeah, this is very common. Coaches, they have like the waves come in, tons of cash, and then they spend it all, and then clients disappear, cash is spent, and they're like, oh my God, I haven't got any more clients. Ah, what am I going to do? So then they scramble to try and get clients. Yeah, and then coaching, and it just goes on and on and on. It's just this up and down yo-yo of financial drama. Yeah, it's a very unpleasant way to live. So what do we need to do to have a successful coaching business? Well, if all you're going to do is coaching and you only do coaching, yeah, you don't write books, you don't do courses, you don't do anything apart from coaching, In a way, that kind of simplifies things, because you just focus on coaching. All you do is you wake up and think, how can I do coaching every day? Right? Now, I just want to talk about this bigger picture here. If all you do is coaching, then your mission is to talk to people every day for 6 hours, 8 hours a day, constantly on the phone, either talking to people to set up potential coaching sessions so that people can understand how good you are as a coach, or to actually do the coaching. Yeah. If you're actually an author, teacher, and you want to do a bit of coaching on the side because you feel it's good, then that's fine as well. And that actually oftentimes is more reliable that way, because you have a mailing list and you have people who already know you, so you're more likely to get clients. But there's a slightly different system involved in that, all right? So what we're going to do is we're first of all going to talk about, if you're only doing coaching, what would you need to do practically to have people paying you? So pay attention. This may want to write this stuff down. Number one, if you're only going to do coaching, number one, your mission, you want to write this down, your mission, my mission is to spend 6 to 8 hours a day either coaching or setting up coaching appointments. If you read the book The Prosperous Coach, which I highly recommend, they have tons of great advice for you. That book is gold. I recommend you read the book fully a bunch of times and do everything they say in that book. It's very, very powerful. And one of the most important things that they also mention in that book is you need to think about your coaching practice as a full-time job. Otherwise, it won't work. Yeah, you can't just randomly do a bit of coaching here and there. If this is your whole mission, is to do coaching, then you have to ask yourself, you have 24 hours in a day, how many hours a day were dedicated to your coaching practice? So what does this actually look like? Yeah. And because you have to remember, like, anyone who's successful has, you know, done the work. You know, you can't just sit around all day and say, I'm a coach. Yay. You've got to like do some stuff, right? So if you want to be a good coach, do tons of coaching. So what does that mean? It means that you are either, number one, you want to write this stuff down. Number one, you are either reading and learning about how to be a better coach, yeah, learning and studying, because that's obviously going to help you, yeah. What kind of questions can you ask people? What can you do on yourself to develop your powers as an individual personally? How can you go to the next level in your coaching? Read books about coaching. You know, get a coach, you know, like do the work, study, study, study. Yeah. So that's part of the game. What else? Well, obviously doing coaching with paid clients. So if you have any clients, then coach your clients. What else? And here's the essential thing. Enrolling new clients, having coaching conversations, creating clients. Yeah, so how do you create clients? Well, there's many ways. Here's a couple of things you can do. Number one, reach out to people you know and ask them, invite them to a powerful coaching session. Because in order to enroll clients, you need to do some coaching. So you say, would you like a powerful coaching session, life-changing coaching? Yeah, and this could be friends of yours to start with. It could be friends of friends. Yeah, try and not coach your family and close friends because they're not going to listen to you. People you know too well, generally, you know, there's nothing you can do for them. You've probably seen this. Yeah, friends and family is like, it's just like, they're not teachable. I don't know what it is. It's a strange thing that happens. So ideally, these are not your closest friends and family. You can start with them if you want just to get a bit of practice, but it's not going to work very well. So who do you know? Friends of family, yeah? Start going a bit further afield with people who have problems, yeah? Invite them. Give someone a powerful coaching session. And at the end of the coaching, you can say to them, would you like more coaching? Would you like more help with that? Do you need help with your work? And if they say, yes, I'd like more help, you can then offer them more coaching, yeah, as paid clients. Yeah, so the system is very simple. You reach out to people and you offer them an invitation, you give them an invite to a powerful coaching session for free with you. You then give them a powerful coaching session, really help them change their life using your skills and practices that you've developed through reading and learning and applying. And at the end of the session, once you find out what challenges they're having and you know what dreams they want, you can say to them, so you want to experience all these cool things and you want to overcome all these problems. Do you want help with that? Do you want help with that? Yeah. And some of them will say, yeah. And you say, okay, would you like to talk about working together? And if they, you know, up for it, they'll say, okay, sure. And then you talk to them about it. Like, okay, we'll work for 6 months. And, you know, and you tell them the details. We'll talk about those sort of things later on in this session. But that's basically what you do. Invite them to coaching, give them coaching, and ask them if they want more coaching. Realistically, a lot of people will say no, because not everyone wants coaching and you're not necessarily the right person to work with everyone either. So don't worry about that. You're going to get plenty of no's, but you'll get some yeses. In the book, The Prosperous Coach, there's a nice thing that I remember that he said, yes lives in the land of no. Yes lives inside the land of no. So if you imagine there's a land of people saying no, 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 I don't want coaching. No, I don't like coaching. No, I don't want to work with you. Yeah, but then there's yes. Yes, I do want to work with you, and I'd love to give you loads of money for coaching. That yes lives inside the land of no. So unless you get lots of no's, you're never going to find the yes. So don't worry about getting a no. So recap, you talk to your friends, friends of friends, friends of family, yeah, and you set up coaching sessions. People you know, you email them. Would you like a powerful coaching session? I'm doing coaching nowadays. Would you like a free coaching session? I'd like to help you with your problems, your challenges, help you achieve things. Some people are going to say yes. You do a powerful coaching and you ask them if they would like more. If they say no, that's fine. You can also say to them, would you, if you enjoyed this session, could you refer two or three of your friends, or even one of your friends? Yeah, so you get some names, and then you can even, you know, get their names, and you can reach out to them and say, you know, hey Susan, I had a powerful coaching session with so and so, and he said that you'd love one. So I'm just reaching out, inviting you to a free coaching session, no strings attached. Completely free, just blessings. I'm getting started as a coach. I'm doing loads of free sessions, and I'm here for you. Or you can get the person who you did a coaching session with, you can say to them, can you please email some of your friends and tell them about it? And then you can email them afterwards. So if you just get started with one person, then you get them to recommend three other people, and then you get to recommend three other people, you end up with lists of hundreds of people. Yeah. And how many people right now have problems? How many people have problems? Everyone's screwed. Yeah. People are in such a mess. The whole world is falling to pieces. Yeah. People need help. So it's not as if there's no one who needs any coaching or wants coaching. People need it. You just need to be really, really honest that this is no pressure. Blessing. And when you do your free coaching sessions, you give from the heart fully. Your aim is to just give. I've signed up tons of people without any intention at all of them ever being a client. It's funny, because I've done lots of this stuff over the years. A quick story: whenever I've tried to get coaching, it's never worked. And when I've had genuinely no interest, I'm just like, okay, who's this person? I'm just here to help them. Most of the time, it's funny because the people who you think might be in a position to want coaching often are not. And the people who you think are not ready for coaching often are. Yeah, so it's not at all obvious. So you've just got to go in there thinking, how can I help the person? So when you do these free sessions, your aim really needs to be purely give. And really surrender. If it honestly is the highest good, for all, for them to work with you, then great, you're open to that. If it's not honestly the highest good for them to work with you, for various reasons, because they can't afford it, or you're not the right person for them, or they're not ready, then let it go. Don't try and do it. Because if you create coaching situations with people and it's not a win-win, it's just bad news. It's a waste of time. You're going to waste a lot of time and energy and won't get anywhere. So quick recap, what do you do? You, first of all, you dedicate 8 hours a day. If you can't do 8 hours, make it 6 hours or 4 hours. But make it a significant amount of time and think about this as a proper job, yeah? Because otherwise you won't do it properly. You won't do it seriously if it's too random. So this is very, very serious. Very serious business. Very, very serious. So you make time every day, let's say 8 hours a day, 6 hours a day. And in those six or eight hours a day, you're either reading books on coaching, or you're coaching paid clients, or you're reaching out to friends or people who might need coaching. You might go on Facebook, look at your friends list. You have all these thousands of friends. You could send them a message and say, hey, so-and-so, I've just started doing coaching and I'm doing free sessions. Would you like a powerful coaching session to help you with your life? Some of them will say yes, yeah? So you just get the practice, and then if they want coaching, you can sign them up. If they don't, then you can refer them. And even if they do want coaching, they can refer people as well. So either way, you're getting referrals, and you're getting referrals from people who genuinely need your help. I recommend that, you know, as you're reaching out for invitations, you have some clarity around what kind of coaching you're doing and what kind of people you can help, so that it's not just all over the place, you know. So just really think about how can you best serve people? Who can you help the best? And focus on those people, because it's going to be a lot more powerful and a lot easier. So you've got your 8 hours a day. You're doing your reading, you're doing your coaching, you're reaching out to people. You're setting up appointments, you're emailing people back and forth. Okay, is 9 o'clock going to work for you? Okay, what about, all right, 10 o'clock? I recommend you give people, you ask them, here's a tip. So what do? If someone says, yeah, I'd love some coaching, what do? You say, okay, please send me 3 times that work for you for coaching. Yeah, 3 different times. And they send you back their 3 times. And normally, if they give you 3 different times, you're going to be able to find one that works for you. So then you confirm and say, okay, I'll meet you at this time. Please call me on my cell. Or please call me on Skype, you know, they might be international. And then you do the coaching with them on that day. Yeah. So you're setting up appointments, you're inviting people, yeah, going back and forth, and then you're talking to people on the phone. I recommend you try and work with 1 to 3, possibly 4 people a day. If you talk to 2 people, 3 people a day, you're going to get a lot of practice, yeah? If you speak to 3 people a day, 5 days a week, yeah? It's 15 a week. You're going to be a very good coach if you talk to 15 people a week, yeah? Think about how that all adds up over time very, very quickly, yeah? And then sooner or later, you more and more, and if each of these people gives you 3 more people or 1 more person, you start building up a massive list. And so if you actually did this and spent all day long emailing people, helping them, thinking about what they need, this is another side of it, is what else can you do to help them? If you've read an article that is relevant to someone's problem, send them the article. So just basically be giving, 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 giving. You have to start off with reciprocity. Give to them, serve them, be of service to them. Keep doing the sessions, keep getting referrals, keep getting more sessions. And after a while, you're going to have some powerful coaching practices for a start, and you're going to get clients. Yeah, if you do enough of anything and you get good at it, it ends up being powerful. It works. Yeah, so you're going to crack the code on this after 1, 2, 3, 4 months. If you actually did this for 3 to 4 months, 8 hours a day, you would definitely get results. So the real question here is, are you willing to do the work? Because if you were to do what I've just suggested, you would be talking to a lot of people, you'd be getting a lot of new clients, you'd be getting a lot of sessions, you'd learn a lot, and you'd actually be a proper coach pretty quickly. But if you just sit around and kind of hope people pay you, it's not going to work. Okay, so really think about this. In the book, The Prosperous Coach, they have a bunch of other tips that are useful for getting clients. But the main things I've just shared with you, if you just did that, you would start getting clients. And you really got to care. I mean, there's no way around this. You've actually got to care about other people and think about them. So, you know, they feel it. If you don't care, then people feel it. If you do care, then they feel it as well. So you've really got to, like, be concerned about people's well-being and want to help them. Because most people don't care. So if you care and you're there for them and you help them, then they'll be very grateful, and they'll either get more coaching or they'll tell their friends. And either way, it's all good. And remember, like I said before, if it's not a win-win for any reason, then you don't do it. Yeah, don't be attached. If you do this, what's going to happen? You're going to get paid. You're going to have plenty of money, and people are going to be loving you, and you will have a solid coaching practice very, very quickly.